From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a ceasefire goes into effect in Syria. The U.S. and Russia-mediated truce talks calls for an initial 48-hour renewable ceasefire at any location where anti-government forces are operating. It also stipulates that aid agencies should not be impeded from reaching towns and areas in need of aid. Here is Secretary of State John Kerry.
The earliest reports are that there's some reduction in violence, as well as a few reports of fighting here and there.
The United States and Russia will begin jointly targeting jihadists in a week. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is skipping a campaign trip to California after being diagnosed with pneumonia. The Clinton campaign says her doctor gave Clinton antibiotics and advised her to rest. Here is New York University ethicist Arthur Kaplan.
I think pneumonia is a common condition. It often is undiagnosed in people. It's something that you treat with antibiotics usually and rest and making sure that people have liquids. I don't think it's going to impair her in any way from running the campaign or assuming office.
Clinton's Republican opponent Donald Trump told Fox News he hopes she gets well soon. Trump said he plans to release the results of a physical exam he had during the past week. Clinton at 68 and Trump at 70 are among the oldest candidates ever to seek the U.S. presidency. The U.S. and its allies have responded to North Korea's fifth nuclear test conducted on Friday with calls for new sanctions. China is giving off ambiguous signals about whether it will support any additional action against its traditional ally. South Korean President Park Geun-hye held an emergency meeting on Monday with political leaders. This is VOA News.